Beach Radio.
Winston, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Tough break last night, dude.
Man, I haven't been able to sleep much, I'll tell you that. I've been closing my eyes for about 45 minutes at a time.
Dude, I can only imagine, man. I mean, being in that house is amazing, but it's also got to be the most stressful thing ever. I can't think of many more things stressful than that, trying to figure out who's talking about what when you're not around and your eyes are shut.
Right. Those who sleep get chatted about, so I tried to stay awake for 30 days straight.
Dude, you were really fun to watch this season, man. Getting on a show like this, A, is an accomplishment in itself, man. When you look back at it now, and I know you're a little upset about things, but are you happy about, you know, getting on and at least playing and working your way in there?
I was a huge fan. You know, I'm very grateful and blessed for the opportunity. It was so much fun. I wouldn't have changed a thing. You know, maybe a few strategies, things I would have changed here and there. But other than that, like you just said, it was a huge experience.
Why do you think your alliance turned on you instead of taking the opportunity to get rid of your bromantical partner there, Brett?
Right. You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. I'll say I was thinking it was going to be a unanimous vote to keep me just because Brett was a bigger threat long term, and I tried to play up the card that, hey, you know, I can always be put out later. So I don't really know. It'll be interesting to see and the rest of them fall apart.
But when a guy like Brett throws someone like Rockstar under the bus or tries to, you know, blow up Caitlyn's game and this and this and that, and he's still in there, how do you think he's going to survive without you in there by his side, man?
I agree, man. I don't think he will, to be honest. I'm rooting for him, but I think that's the answer right there as to why the Alliance kept him. You know, he's a bigger target and ultimately going to keep eyes off of their back. So they're looking out for their own personal game. You know, I'm really shocked by Tyler straight up lying to my face like that, but it is what it is. He's playing a great game right now, and him keeping Brett in the house is better for his long-term game. So I understand that and get it. It just sucks to bite that bullet.
How long do you think Tyler's going to be able to play both sides like a fiddle? Because it looks like that's what he's trying to do.
Right? I think he'll get sniffed out eventually. There's no doubt. He'll be on the chopping block here soon, but right now he's playing a smooth criminal game, man.
Some of the challenges this season are so next-level tough.
They are not fun to play, I'll tell you that. It's embarrassing, man. Oh, it's so crazy. It's Big Brother, you know?
Speaking of embarrassing, what about Haley as Hamlet? That's got to be annoying and embarrassing for her at the same time.
Oh, dude, that drove me nuts. Popping in at 3 a.m. I mean, I was just wanting her to shut up. But poor girl, she struggled and got through it. She's a trooper for that one.
You're sent out of the house, you're sitting down to chit-chat with Julie Chan, and you're looking at her like, come on, tell me there's another chance to get back in. If she would have turned to you and said, there's the door, how would you change things up?
Oh, there's no doubt. I would have just been the guy to cause chaos. I wouldn't have trusted a single thing. I probably wouldn't have even trusted Brett going back in if he was still there. But I would have tried to take down level 6, no doubt. I mean, I would have made every fake deal I could with him and then try to backstab him. I was really hoping for that opportunity. You know, Brett and I stayed up half the night last night just talking about, you know, options and thinking that was something to come, but ultimately it wasn't, so it is what it is. I got to cheer on my boy, and I hope they all fall apart.
Take 10 seconds and give me a rating on Scotty's game this season.
Oh, man, don't even be started on that, Julie. Man, oh, I'm so angry. Oh, man. Listen, I had a whole poem ready to go to rip him to shreds, and I didn't use it because I thought, here we go. We're going into the vote. I don't need to shake any feathers, you know. Ultimately, I think I was going to stay, and I was going to try to, you know, swoon Scotty back over. Scotty's game is good right now. I'll tell you, it's not a good long-term game. He aired a lot of dirty laundry. People know that, and people will see that. He'll be out in 3 or 4 weeks. There's no doubt.
Winston, you played an awesome game, man. Wish you were in there longer. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, man.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Beach Radio.